Your Honor, Robert Fred Appleton, Tom versus Bernstein. It's a motion of default against Mr. and Mrs. Bernstein. But there's new counsel who's come in. There's been an assignment of one of the mortgages. He's changed the motion calendar. If we could wait a couple minutes for him, I just got word that he's here.
I had the pleasure of having your daughter appear in front of me. Did she give you the message back that
I heard from a certain Judge Scola that you had said that she did well.
Yeah, she did.
I played golf with Bob, and he told me that you were pleased. That was a good report to get back.
Yeah, well,
she did not report back anything other than that, you treated her nicely. She's supposed to be here this morning, but she's got a cold.
All right.
So
sounds like you may have a little bit of one.
No, it's just my usual allergies.
Okay. All right. All right, we'll wait.
To working.
Huh?
Allergies to working.
Yeah. I will wait. Thanks.
Thank you.
What are we waiting for? Did I miss?
Who are you?
I'm Elliot Bernstein, Your Honor.
Hello, Mr. Bernstein. How are you?
Good.
Do you have an attorney that is coming forward?
I don't.
You do not?
I'm pro se.
Who is the attorney that's coming?
Who's Your Honor, it's Carrie Sable.
Oh,
hi. Ashley Crispin. I represent Brian O'Connell, who's also a defendant.
Okay.
We're waiting on... He is the assignee of the mortgage that Mr. O'Connell held as personal representative. He is representing the trustee of the decedent's revocable trust.
Got it.
Who we assigned the mortgage to.
All right. So,
and we have a separate mortgage that we are foreclosing. The sole issue before you, in case you wanted a little reading.
Oh, I read it, yeah.
I don't know if you saw the response that was filed, the objection to the hearing.
I did not.
Okay, so there is an objection filed pro se by the Bernsteins, who have been living in the home without paying for now many years. And it's my position that this is not an answer or a response to the pleading. The court might find that work interesting. In addition, last night...
Oh, is this what
Mr. Bernstein
filed?
Yes.
Oh, there was something. I'm going to go back and see.
And then last night he filed something to try to prevent justicide from occurring.
Okay.
I filed an emergency hearing to get protective orders from an attorney who threatened me, who also frauded documents in my parents' estate case.
Okay.
Was disbarred.
In the back there, I'll look at it.
Okay.
While we're waiting on this other.
We're here on just merely a default.
And Your Honor, I didn't file an answer in response because I've never been served. My wife has never been served, and Bernstein Family Realty, who he's got his mortgage with, is a now dissolved entity by a judge.
Let's wait a minute. I don't know, in order to establish a default, he's got to establish that you were served. And
he's appeared, Your Honor. He's filed the same pleading with regard to the prior pleadings. He's been served, and I have a copy of the Third Amendment complaint being served on him as well.
Oh, it's a Third Amendment.
Can I see those?
Sure, but there's totally suspenders on belt because he'd already appeared in the case and was Easter.
I got it. Thanks.
Let me go see if he's out.
We're waiting on, we're going to wait on an attorney who's involved in the case, and then we'll handle everything at once.
Your Honor, may I go see if he's outside just to...
Well, sure. Yeah. We're not going to do anything until that person gets here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, if you could, it's on my... Yes. You're waiting on to see if the plaintiff's lawyer shows, and, sir...
He's with us.
I
first.
Once it's foreclosed, you still have possession. Have you started the hearing?
Just told him.
Oh, okay.
Your Honor, counsel is here.
Okay, I'm just looking. There's Judge Cullen's order, or I'm getting Cullen's order. Okay, let me take a look at what is before me. Plaintiff's amended motion for entry of court's default against all defendants for failure to file responses to plaintiff's third amended complaint. All right, so with respect to the third amended complaint, Mr. Sweetapple, when was that filed and served on everyone here?
It was served by e-service, and the date on the service is June 18th, and I'm only, Your Honor, at this time seeking as to the unknown tenants, and let me give you the exact name of the Bernstein, because there's so many.
Bernstein Family
Realty. Yes,
there's a Bernstein Family Realty LLC.
Yes, Judge. We're going to consent to default that because they were a second mortgage that's been assigned out already, which I'll be handling.
Okay.
So I think we're okay with defaulting the Bernstein LLC for now.
And then as to the other...
It's a mess. I know.
Wait.
Well, it's not a mess. That's what I'm here for. You know. All right.
So the only one...
That's a default. I'll get an order on that. Who else is before me today, Mr. Sweetapple?
Oh, sorry. I'm Kerry Sable.
Thanks for coming. No problem. You represented the Bernstein Family LLC, is that right, sir?
I represent the Bernstein Family Trust, which is a separate entity.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe if we could just ask for 20 days to answer. I mean, I think we have a negotiated resolution.
Let's take it one step back.
Okay, no problem.
So Bernstein Family Realty LLC, consent default. I'll ask for an order from Sweetapple. Ryan O'Connell, a successful personal representative of the estate of Simon L. Bernstein. You're not seeking foreclosure on that?
I'm not anymore. There's been an assignment and we have a stipulation.
Okay. Alexandra Bernstein.
We're going to have a stipulation with regard to Alexandra. I can save the court time.
Okay.
With the exception of Mr. Bernstein and his wife.
Who is Mr. Bernstein before the court?
And my children, Your Honor, who were also...
Who is this gentleman? What's his name?
Elliot
Bernstein. And Candace Bernstein.
He's the one that filed the motion I gave you.
Okay, I see Elliot Bernstein and Candace Bernstein. Well, Mr. Bernstein's filing is not an answer or even addresses the default here. It's looked to me like something totally collateral to what's before me today. So, all right. With respect to Elliot Bernstein and Candace Bernstein, is that Ms. Bernstein we see today?
Yeah.
Are you seeking court default?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
And also, as to unknown tenants at the home, as the court can see, Mr. Bernstein was served with a summons as to the unknown tenants.
Thank you.
Can I see a copy of that?
Sure.
Thank you.
It's in the court file, but I'll have
that. Okay.
Okay. And that service took place in, was that June? June 2019?
Service by the
115. That's actually the 20th of September 2018. Is that right?
Yes, that was the original.
And then he's a representative himself.
Appeared. He's come in. Yes. In fact, his motion you can see is in that capacity as well.
So, has he ever answered this complaint?
Never answered. We always get the same discussion of summer.
Collateral events. Correct.
That have nothing to do with my client.
Right. So that's been the last third amended complaint was filed in June of last year. All right, Mr. Bernstein.
Yeah.
Representing yourself. You all, Ms. Bernstein, you're representing yourself, ma'am. Is that right?
And she's never been served either. That service wouldn't, the one he sent you, isn't served upon me. It's served upon some unknown person that doesn't match a description of anyone at our home. So.
Your Honor, if I could respond, Mr. Bernstein's obviously aware of the action. He's filed multiple responses. Yes. But he is not a party of interest. He is nothing more than a tenant in the property. There's a number of parties that have interest through the estate. This Mr. Bernstein is not one of them. He's nothing more than a tenant.
So let me ask you this. Yes. Is this a single family residence?
It is. So it's a father who bought it under an LLC and borrowed some money from the plaintiff and has a second mortgage, and Mr. Bernstein was permitted to live there.
So who owns the property right now before all of these judgments come out?
The estate? Is it still in the estate?
Nope.
It's in the trust.
Nope.
Okay. Transferred over.
All right.
This Mr. Bernstein is not entitled in any form.
I'll hear what you have to
okay.
say.
And so I've never been served. My wife has never been served. Otherwise, I would have filed an answer and a counter complaint. My children who are sued as minor children. Mr. Somm is very aware that my children are not minor, only one is. So they haven't been served. They own the house. They bought the house with their money from their trusts,
right.
Individual trusts. My dad wrapped it in an LLC and some trusts. The LLC, Bernstein Family Realty, owns the house, but they're no longer because Judge John Phillips dissolved the LLC and thus Mr. Somm and the estate's notes, distributed the assets to me and my wife. And I tried to say, because I'm trying to protect Mr. Somm, who was my father's dear friend, who did this sweet deal for my family that me and my wife love. Then we talked to him consistently. We've got a settlement sitting on the table with them that's in the filing I filed. I put a copy of that in there. Now, some other facets are, this gentleman is representing my brother as trustee of my father's trust. My father's trust says specifically my brother is considered dead for all purposes of this trust. So one of the first things we need to establish is, are they committing a fraud here before you? Which, this case is littered with frauds. Spallina and Tesher, I'm sure you've heard of Don Tesher, he's been around the block here a bunch. Frauded documents in my father's estate, my mother's estate first. Then they created a fraudulent trust of my mother's and distributed it.
Okay.
They got caught, but they got caught right at the same time for insider trading. They had to resign off all of our matters. Now, Mr. Tesher accepted service for Bernstein Family Realty, and I sent you documents that are in the exhibits that show that Mr. Tesher had resigned from Bernstein Family Realty and therefore had no legal right to accept, was disbarred for 3 years, and he accepted this pleading, which then was passed over to his friend Alan Rose. So Bernstein Family Realty technically hasn't been served yet, so you can't really default on them, because they don't exist anymore. And they all know that, but they're running a fraud on you. And I feel bad because it's complicated.
Right.
But what he just told you, we don't
own. Who was paying the mortgage on the home?
The one mortgage
Ooh.
To Mr. Somm, my dad's friend,
Ooh.
Was being paid for by Bernstein Family Realty when my dad was the manager.
Right.
Then he died. They flipped it over to Oppenheimer, who paid until a certain point. And then that became the Oppenheimer case before Colin. Very complicated case again, lots of fraud.
Right.
At the end of all that, Judge John Phillips came in and dissolved the Children's Trust and BFR and handed me and my wife the assets.
Got it.
So their mortgage, Mr. Somm's mortgage, is with BFR, a now defunct entity that you can't serve because nobody's there to serve. So that whole service is bogus, which basically makes this case. He's got a mortgage against, so he's got to go deal with the people who conned Judge Phillips to dissolve BFR, despite the fact there were two mortgages there. Now the second mortgage.
I appreciate that.
Okay, the second mortgage.
Is there any, do you want to make any further argument with respect to the default motion?
First of all, I'd like to answer the complaint. So I'd like to be served. My wife would like to be served. My children would like to be served. So we can all file answers and counter complaints. Because
you've appeared on your behalf on this matter.
Where?
In this court.
Well, I've never been served to file an answer and response. People have been emailing me things, but that's not service. I'm used to service. Dude shows up at the door, hands me the package, I take it. I get 20 days or whatever the number is. I file my answer and response. So I've been waiting for that. He has no documents serving me anything other than that one, which appears bogus because they gave it to some unknown party on the street. Not so we never got that.
Okay. I'd like to hear from your wife. Do you want to, any additional arguments?
Yes, I'd like to file an answer and have an answer if when I get served. I've never received anything.
Okay. So you both are maintaining a position that you have never been served in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Then my focus, and because obvious, it's obvious to me that you've never answered the lawsuit.
Correct.
All right. So if he proves to me and shows me the document showing that you've been served, I'm entering a default.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Mr. Sweetapple, that's the only thing you need to respond to, sir.
You don't have to respond
to all the other Phillips accusations and all this other stuff.
They have, Your Honor, they have appeared for themselves and as guardians of any minor children. And the return shows that Mr. Bernstein was served. So we also, as an abundance of caution, served unknown tenants, which is all they really are. They have no ownership. There's been no settlement. There's been no payment. They're just squatting in this property. And he did make one point that we are also addressing, Your Honor, that's valid. And that is that I did go back and look at the situation with Mr. Tesher. The Bernstein family realty was dissolved.
Yes.
And it shows a corporate registered agent. So to the extent that Mr. Tesher may not have had authority to accept, we are going to go ahead and reserve the registered agent of record, and then obviously move for default based on the fact that they're not paying their fees and they're not even in existence.
Who's the registered agent?
All right, so
the registered agent is shown on Sundays.
As who? Because they've been messing with that.
It's an entity that accepts service.
Yeah, this is the Tesher for the Family Realty LLC.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Earlier
I handed you the tenant.
It's either
I handed you
the unknown tenant.
It's documentary.
Yeah, they appeared. If you look in the file, Your Honor, the motion
takes a second.
Yeah, they appeared immediately. They've appeared repeatedly.
Actually,
they filed. He doesn't understand all these filings that he's made, including last night, or his appearance.
Judge, Mr. Bernstein, there is a return of service on Mr. Bernstein. It even describes him physically.
Okay, hang on one second.
Oh, let's see that. Yeah.
Please, Mr. Bernstein, don't address the attorney. You can address me.
And then a docket entry.
I'm looking up the case. Okay. 2018-2316.
No problem.
I think it takes me a second.
Yeah, no problem.
And keep in mind, Ron, I'm sorry. We just appeared in this case after it was initiated.
Okay. All right.
And then
docket entry 17, October 9th, 2018.
Yes, Judge. Specifically says Elliot Bernstein describes him physically 5'11", weight 140, black hair, no glasses.
Your Honor, that is not me. So whoever served that, I don't weigh that. I'm 240 pounds.
Okay.
Dude, I don't have black hair, I have brown hair.
Listen, Mr. Bernstein.
Yes, sir.
Do not interrupt the other
side. Okay.
And then Judge Documentary 18 says,
hang on.
I, Elliot Bernstein, answer to complaint and summons. So to say he hasn't been served, I think, is a little bit disingenuous.
I haven't been served.
Elliot Ivan Bernstein. That's the gentleman before me.
Yes, Elliot Ivan Bernstein, correct.
Okay. Hang on one second.
He's filed saying that it's on behalf of both of them. If you look at the motion that they filed last night, the motion asking the objection to the hearing, she's objected to the hearing. More importantly, Your Honor, all I really need to submit to you, which I don't have with me, is a default as well on the unknown tenants.
Correct.
These are just tenants in possession. They have no possession of interest.
This has been our home for 12 years.
Wait, honey, just calm down, honey.
I'm sorry.
They're known from the standpoint we believe she's living there with him. She has filed, if you'll look, it's on behalf of both of them.
Well, I see his initial answer.
And I'm talking about in terms of the pleadings they filed, including the one last night and the one I just handed you was on behalf of both of them. Where they objected to the hearing, where they've asked the court to take judicial notice of.
Oh, the one from last night?
Yeah, and the one, even the one I handed you that they filed just recently, referring to this current hearing, objecting to the hearing. She's appeared to object to the hearing, but did not answer.
Your Honor.
Please, sir.
Okay.
In fact, the motion filed is entitled Elliot Bernstein.
20 days to respond. File, 20 days to respond. Other than the pleading dated March 2nd related to Candace, I'm speaking about Candace now, what other document is in the court file acknowledging, I mean, I realize that she's a quote unquote unknown tenant, but she's been charged in this complaint individually, which is one of the defendants. So I want to know which document you would rely upon to show that she submitted herself to the jurisdiction of the court, responsive pleading, have we got, other than the one March 2nd?
I believe, and I have to go back on my iPad, but I believe that was filed previously with regard to.
When you say that?
The document I gave you, the
this thing up here.
Yes.
That was the that's
March
2nd.
That's the way he's filed other.
Can you point me to something?
Let's see other motions that have been filed where she's mentioned. The one that was filed last night.
Yeah, well, the one that's March 2nd.
But the one I handed you was not March 2nd. That was an objection hearing.
That was the March 2nd objection, and then
March
2nd was the
March 4th.
Correct.
So you have both those.
Right. Yeah. But we're within, look.
Your Honor.
Would you guys agree to 20 days to answer?
Your Honor.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take 20 days to answer.
There's no reason for Mr. Bernstein. He's been served. He's been involved in this case over a year now, and has not answered this complaint that was filed, and the court has jurisdiction over him. I was concerned about Candace Bernstein.
Yeah, I don't see her.
And I don't see. Yes, she submitted herself to the jurisdiction of the court now, 2 days ago, for sure. But I wasn't seeing any document where she's filed something or anything on her own. So here's my...
And there's the issue whether or not he could appear as her attorney.
He can't.
Right. So she didn't...
So here's what I'm going to do. I mean, there's... You're a tremendous lawyer, and you know what you're doing. Obviously, if you didn't charge her individually, but she was just the unknown tenant, absolutely was service for the unknown tenants. But she is charged individually, and therefore I have to look at her as an individual because she is a defendant individually. And I'm going to give her 20 days to answer the complaint. I am faulting Mr. Bernstein unless you agree with Mr. Bernstein to give him more time to answer the complaint or not. But right now, you know, he should be defaulted.
So I'm gonna submit a default on Mr. Bernstein and also submit separately on the unknown tenants.
Okay.
And then I will set Mrs. Bernstein for deposition and set the case for trial as we file our stipulations.
Well, she's got to answer.
I know, because right after she answers, we'll submit the trial.
All right.
Your Honor.
All right. Thank you,
Your Honor.
Mr. Bernstein, I've heard your argument.
I
find against you that you didn't serve properly.
I got that.
You failed to answer the
complaint. Okay, I got that. My children were sued as minors. They're all adults except one.
You're served in the capacity as a guardian for your
children. I'm not. They're legal adults, and they're legal adults, and they own the house. They paid for this house with money out of their trusts.
All right. I'm defaulting. All the individuals in this case. Elliot Bernstein.
Oh.
Unknown tenants. Yeah. And that's it. That's all you're asking me to do. I'm giving Candace Bernstein, who's also before the court, 20 days from today's date to answer this complaint, or she will also be defaulted. And that's the ruling of the court. If you would hand me... I didn't speak to you about your client in this case. Have you worked out something with Mr. Sweetapple?
I have, Your Honor, because it's been assigned. I represent the personal representative, and Mr. Sable has now come in for the assignee.
Okay, fine. So whatever your agreed order is with her, then it's fine. I've defaulted Mr. Bernstein, but I gave Ms. Bernstein 20 days to answer the complaint. Now, if you guys work out something with Mr. Bernstein to set aside the default, for some reason, you can file whatever wish you wish out of me. Okay?
Your Honor?
Sir, we're done.
Can I make one point, please?
No, we're done. Thank you, sir.
Can I answer that?
Yes.
Thanks for hearing us.
This will take 10 years.
Did you have a lady submitting that on the cab, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
She looked at me.
That's not what was said. That's not what I'm being told.
Do you have a video camera now?
Okay.
Let's look at it.
Definitely. I'm standing
really?
Right there.
Yeah.
I'm standing right there. Never
that's
asked
you with this.
Never
I'm not,
said
I'm
that.
Not,
absolutely.
Look, I don't really. You're being asked what it means, okay? Somebody's making a complaint, and you're like, oh, you're making video notes.
I'm just telling you.
Listen. I'm a no nonsense guy.
Yeah.
Okay?
This
I'm not going to tolerate. I'm not going to, you're in my courtroom again, especially you, if I see you again, especially with your camera, with your video, you're not going to be allowed in my courtroom. Plain and simple. Okay?
Do you want to
I'm
chat?
I'm not going to tolerate any type of disrespect towards anybody inside the courtroom. Them to you,
never.
Or you to them,
never.
Period.
I've been in a lot of court.
There's been no payments on Mr. Son this morning.
I totally agree.
Mr.
Young, we want to take care of
Paul. We tried to say, yeah, I'm all set. I don't know what You're coming off on the wrong people.
No, Walter wants me to sue because you're there.
Okay, we agree with it, but you're suing the wrong people.
No, I need to get you out because we're going to foreclose and sell the house. If I can't be paid, I'm going to do it immediately. I'm not going to wait anymore.
We understand that.
So what? Is there anything you can do to get him paid?
I'm trying to get the money from the court.
Yes.
From what court? The court is holding money for my children in their trust. This court.
And how long? And how much money we owe?
$250,000+. So it took care of the deal we made. Me and Walt, did you get a copy of that?
I have not seen any deal.
He handwrote with his wife a signed proposal for settlement. We're trying to get that from the court. It's just taking time.
Well, I'm going to need to go ahead and go forward with the foreclosure.
Yeah.
It's going to take time.
This is taking 20 years, but the time she puts in her counter complaint, you never know what's coming.
No, trust me.
You might have
to
judge on
that. That was the whole point. We want to get Walt taken care of.
You're going to war with
the money is sitting there, so we just have to get it out.
So I'm going to go forward with the foreclosure.
Okay.
I would stipulate to give you time and do other things if you wanted to work out a settlement.
Thank you. Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Yes. Our first concern is getting Walt taken care of.
Wait, Walt was my dad's friend.
I understand that. So I'd be willing to wait 90 days, 120 days.
Okay.
Prepare a stipulation.
Can you put that in writing so I can hand that to the court?
That's what
and tell them that we need the money.
I'll put it in writing for you to sign.
Okay.
The two of you sign.
Okay. And then I can give it to the court.
And then the property's going to be foreclosed. You still have time, even when it's foreclosed, you have another 90 days.
I know.
But these people can't wait forever to get the money. Property's got to be sold.
Listen, the property's not going to be sold.
I hope you pay it.
Listen,
100%. That's all we'll take care of. Okay, so
whatever. I'm not going to take the judge. I'm not intimidated by this nonsense. I'll give you 5 days to sign.
Let me ask this question. Walt's your client. What the hell is he doing taking a second deal with Bernstein Family?
I'm not charged with my client.
Yeah. Does he know
something
about that?
I'm not a cop. I'm not
Walt knows about that.
But I'd like to avoid all
yes,
this.
Yes, we definitely. Okay. Wrap it up. Thank you.
After you, darling. I didn't say that to her. Did you?
Yep.
Say word to her. Huh?
Well,
she's just making trouble, yeah. Right? Well, she smiled at me. I said, hi. She turned that into fucking dying. I swear, this courthouse is full.